Well, Sydney Festival is launching this evening. It's launched its new program for January next year, and we have the artistic director on the line to have a chat about it. Wesley Enoch, welcome to Stages.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So, where do we start with such a big festival that runs? It's running from the 6th to the 28th of January. What is the theme, or I think more than one theme this year? What is the theme of the festival?
It's one of those things you go, I don't start off with themes.
No.
I kind of go, what are the themes? But it's interesting as I travel the world and see shows and talk to people, certain things start to come out. Like the whole idea of refugees and people seeking asylum and safety in the world, that's a big idea. And this idea of how to transfer culture, how to make sure that the cultures don't die out in that process as well, that's being big. I think the idea of the role of women and feminism and women's voices have been very important too, especially when you've got a president who talked about pussy grabbing, when he was a candidate. And the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah.
It's even more important to look at how do women, how are they respected? How are women given the control and influence that they rightly deserve? That's been something that's just naturally evolved in a little while. I think overconsumption too has been big. The environment has been big, especially climate change. And ultimately, for me, there's always this issue of coming back to Indigenous rights and sovereignty in this country as well.
Back home. So, for example, the Town Hall Affair what's that piece of work?
Yeah.
Or what is the
Worcester Group.
The
Worcester Group, who are a very well-regarded experimental theatre group from New York, they've gone back to look at a conversation between a number of people, but there's Germaine Greer and Norman Mailer. So in 1970, Germaine Greer wrote The Female Eunuch, and in 1971, Norman Mailer wrote a response in Harper's Magazine talking about where are the men in feminism. And there was this a town hall meeting, because there was huge furor about it, and a documentary then was made of that called Town Bloody Hall. So the Worcester Group have gone back to the 1970s as a way, I think, of talking about, where have we come from in terms of feminism? What are the big conversations and things? And we're putting that on stage, and we're getting Germaine Greer out. So she's coming out to see herself performed on stage, and she'll be giving a keynote address as well. So one of those things where you just go, whatever she says, I don't know what she's going to say, but you know it's going to be important because she's that kind of thinker. So that's a really big thing. But we've also got Pussy Riot coming out to do a performance.
Woohoo!
So,
yay!
Can't wait. To
the
see
girls it. Is girls are cheering.
Well, and they're great. There's also a show called Wild Boar, done by three fantastic. They're female artists, but that look at the role of the critic in the reception of women's work. There's also Fleabag from the UK, which again is looking at let's call it a young woman's life, but her idea of the world as she sees it. And I can see it as a bit of a thread throughout the whole festival, that there are this sense of how women get to define their own position in the world and on their terms. And these shows are really an example of that.
Very interesting. Is there anything particularly sort of unusual, out of the norm being played through the festival, Wesley?
Oh, well, look, you could say that almost everything's out of the norm. That's the role of the festival, isn't it?
Of course, yeah.
A couple of things that people should keep an eye out for. There's a piece called Munro and Associates. It's where you get a character called Frankie Munro, male or female, and you've just woken up from a coma, and you're the one single audience member. Well, in fact, you're not even an audience. You're part of the show. And you get locked into a caravan with all the clues in there, and there's an actor on the end of a phone line who can play any character you want. So you can ring up and say, I want to talk to the Pope or something, and the actor plays the Pope, and they improvise with you.
I love it.
All the way through.
It's extraordinary. Hilarious.
And I was in there for 2 hours with this show. Amazing.
Wow. So it's a durational piece of work where it happens over a period of time, but for short spaces, is that the sense of it?
Well, it can happen over an hour, or it can happen over 2 hours.
Okay.
It's truly a responsive improvisation. There's you as the audience member and one actor kind of shaping the narrative as you go. That's a pretty amazing work.
Okay. We've talked about a few international acts. Can we come back home? What are some of the home highlights?
Oh, some home highlights? Force Majeure. who are doing a show called You Animal You, which is looking at the animal instincts in human beings. That's a pretty amazing dance piece. It'll be down at Carriage Works. Gautier is coming to do a tribute show, if you like, to the early pioneers of the synthesizer.
Oh, wow.
So getting him up from Melbourne to do that. There's also another tribute show for... 16 Lovers Lane is the name of the show. It's the Go-Betweens' final album. And so there's a big concert as a tribute to that album and also the Go-Betweens and their influence in Australia. Oh, my God.
So much.
This one I wanted to ask about, Wesley, is that, you know, do you have to get your flippers and goggles in to see that Aquasonic underwater show? How's that work?
Well, there are five aquariums on stage. Each with a performer in it and with a series of musical instruments. The company Between Music, who come from Denmark, they have been researching scientifically how sound moves underwater. And so you'll sit high and dry in the seat watching these five performers timing their singing and playing of musical instruments with their breath. So they have to, there's no kind of scuba gear or anything. They have to kind of breathe. They have to get up, take the breath, come down, play their musical instrument or sing, and then back up again to have another breath. So it goes back and forth.
Wow. But it's
quite striking as well.
But the actual sound is being transmitted through the water, is that?
Yeah, there's microphones on the tanks, and so as the vibrations come to the glass, I guess, of the tanks, then it transfers and you get it amplified in the auditorium.
That'd be a really interesting sound, I would think. So.
Wow.
Well, I kind of like to think of it as like whale music a little too.
We're almost out of time. Yeah. So you've got obviously theatre, dance, visual art, music, all kinds of things going on all over the city and in Parramatta as well this year again. Hyde Park.
Circus City's out there. Circus
and Gorcha.
Going out there with Model Citizen. That's a pretty great show too.
Barangaroo, all kinds of locations
of
around.
And just to remember things, not everything you have to pay for.
That's right.
I mean, the bulk of our audience, almost two-thirds of our audience, come from free activities. And so you can get to Hyde Park. There's a huge amount of stuff there. There's a single tent, but there's also lots of free things to engage yourself in what we're calling the village sideshow.
Virtual ghost train.
Yeah. I remember at the beginning of the year you had that giant ball pool and that was just amazing. And so that was, you know. That
surprises
was
everywhere.
The most fun I've had.
Well, we better let you go. We've run out of time and you've got a launch to attend. Thank you so much, Wesley Enoch.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The Artistic Director of Sydney Festival, and we'll talk more about that next year. We are now out of time. That's the track I'm going to leave you with. I'm Regina Bochos, Roderick Chambers, Chris Johnson, Pixie Willow. We'll be back next week.
Thanks, Regina. And we'll walk in circles around this whole block. Walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. Then we'll talk about leaving town. Yeah, we'll talk about leaving, I swear. It's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.